I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. This week in Boston, a cruise ship pulled into port. Nothing unusual there, except where this ship had been. It's called the Crystal Serenity, and it's on the tail end of a 32-day journey through the Northwest Passage in the Canadian Arctic. It's a big boat. With a capacity of 1,700 guests and crew, it's the biggest passenger ship yet to travel the route from Alaska to Greenland. And it's only able to do that because the sea ice up there is melting. That means a lot more people can get there than ever before.
I'm John Harris, and I'm from Houston, Texas.
I met John Harris and some other passengers in the shadow of the 13-deck ship, and I asked them about their favorite moments on the trip.
Gosh, there are really so many. But I think the sighting of the first polar bear, to see him lumbering along, at one point he dived into the open sea, came back out, and it was just fabulous.
And my name is Estelle Seitman from St. Louis, Missouri.
Estelle?
Yes.
Estelle, if there's one image from this cruise that you'll kind of reflect on, what's that image?
I think it's the ice. Icebergs, sea ice, like sculptures in all different hues. You know, I don't ever think I want to go to the Caribbean again. I'm in love with the ice.
There was a steep price tag on indulging that love, though. The cruise ticket price starts at $1,000 a day.
Hello, sir. How are you? Excuse us.
Crystal Cruises Vice President John Stoll walked me up the gangplank of the ship and pointed out some of its amenities. Fine dining options, even a sushi bar, and an open-air atrium with a heated pool.
While we were in the Northwest Passage, the pool was heated at 84 degrees.
Wow.
So we actually have an aerial with a helicopter with people in the pool.
Stoll took me to the observation deck where not long ago passengers had marveled at a polar bear on an iceberg just 100 feet off the stern. It was just one of the many ironies of this kind of voyage.
So, John, down on the dock earlier, it occurred to me that no matter how careful cruise companies are, the ships still have this massive environmental footprint. There's wastewater release, there's carbon emissions from fuel. How do you try to find this balance between letting people on the ship see these amazing areas, this incredible wildlife, and not making bigger problems for the Arctic than already exists?
Yeah, that's a good question. It was a big concern of ours when we first got into this venture. We developed a system where we didn't have to offload garbage the entire time we were in the Northwest Passage. Emissions-wise, we burned high-grade fuel, which burns cleaner. Hopefully, we set the bar, and we set it high.
Cruise experts do give Crystal high marks for its environmental practices on this cruise, but many Arctic experts say it's not just about one ship. They're seeing the beginning of a new era of mass tourism in the far north, and that could take a real toll. Cleanups from any accidents would be hard to stage in a region that's already under enormous stress from climate change.
The ability to go through the Northwest Passage now is because of melting ice, and the ice is melting because of climate change. So in a way, you're benefiting from climate change. Does that feel awkward?
You know, I don't know. I've never really thought of it in that terms. We were lucky with the ice. I think you're right. 10 years, 15 years ago, we never would have been able to make the journey. But I think, again, exposure to the region gives us a better sense of what's happening.
Passenger Estelle Seitman says she does feel like she got a close-up view of climate change.
You know, you see how many of the glaciers are retreating. I've seen it for myself with my own eyes. It worries me.
How do you feel about kind of almost piggybacking on the impact of climate change to see this beauty?
I feel incredibly lucky that I have seen this in my life. And I want other folks to be able to see this. And I worry that it won't be a possibility.
Cruise passengers like Seitman are passing witnesses to what's happening in the Arctic. But for the indigenous peoples who live along the Northwest Passage, this part of the world is also home. And that home is changing fast, and we also wanted to hear from them. So my colleague Carolyn Beeler called up two residents of the village of Cambridge Bay in Nunavut, where the Crystal Serenity dropped anchor.
Cambridge Bay is a small Inuit community on Canada's Victoria Island, almost 2,000 miles north of Toronto. And when the Crystal Serenity anchored there for the first time last summer, it was 10 times bigger than any cruise ship to stop there before.
It wasn't in the bay because it's too big and it couldn't fit in there.
This is Mia Otokayak, who drove out of town with her family to see the ship.
It was just like jaw-dropping to think that the same amount of people that are in Cambridge Bay could fit onto that ship.
That's about 1,800 people. Otokayak's grandmother, Eva Kakulak, watched from out on the tundra this year as passengers from the Crystal Serenity were picked up from the beach and driven into town.
Those trucks and four-wheelers were racing back and forth to the ship and back to the town.
Cambridge Bay is not used to this influx of visitors. Most of its gravel roads dead-end at the edge of town, and beyond that, there's nothing but flat brown earth. Otokayak is an outgoing 21-year-old, so I asked her what she does for fun there.
Well, because I've lived here my entire life, I've found that there's not much to do anymore. I do love to go out on the land.
She likes to hunt and fish and camp, visit her grandmother's cabin.
And it's very peaceful for a lot of us to go out where our ancestors were.
But that peace is being interrupted by the changing climate in the Arctic. Melting sea ice means cruise ships going through the Northwest Passage stop in Cambridge Bay several times a year now.
When I first heard that the Crystal Serenity was coming here, I have mixed feelings. My biggest negative is always just how much traffic that's bringing in into our ocean that we use.
The elders always say, why are these big cruise ships coming through our path? And the elders worry about the water because we get food from the water. Seals, fish, whitefish, walrus, but seals are the main thing that Inuit eat a lot.
Unlike many of the Serenity's passengers, Otokayak and Kakulak see a direct link between the cruise and climate change. But disappearing ice isn't the only evidence they see around them.
I have not seen muskox in almost 2 years. So that's really strange.
And it's getting so much harder to travel out on the land because the permafrost is melting and causing huge cracks in the earth. There's some cracks that are probably like 6 feet. And if you fell in there with a quad, your quad would be totaled.
Quads are four-wheelers or ATVs, what a lot of people use to get around the tundra. This ecosystem is changing fast. And there's a lot of worry about what an influx of tourists in the Canadian North might mean for the delicate region. But that is not the whole picture.
There's always the flip side of that.
Otokayak says the ships also bring in money. Last year, Cambridge Bay hosted an art fair for visitors, and she helped two of her uncles sell their carvings and paintings.
Both of them had families that they had to feed. Both of them didn't have jobs. So it was really, really nice to see that because of the Crystal Serenity, they got to make a lot of money for their families.
Both Mia Otokayak and her grandmother, Eva Kakulak, worry about the future here in a community on the front lines of climate change. But they remain cautiously optimistic.
I have a lot of worries for my future grandchildren. So I am hoping that the community will put their heads together and teach more about this to the young generation.
They're hoping that their family and the town of Cambridge Bay can adapt to the changes as they come, from melting ice and permafrost to the new waves of tourists who come as that ice disappears. For The World, I'm Carolyn Beeler.